The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A new report from Forensic Science Ireland has claimed that Ireland's synthetic cannabis market is like the Wild West. Cannabis and related cannabinoid products accounted for 42% of all drug cases analysed by FSI last year. With the market for cannabis being the size it is and the current lack of regulation, would now be a good time to consider decriminalisation or legalisation with regulation. Eddie Darcy from Youth Workers Against Prohibition joins me now. Eddie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this is kind of disturbing stuff in a way that you've got people who are quite legally vaping this HHC and even eating confectionery gummies containing HHC, and it's not illegal.
Pat, I'm not 100% sure about whether it's legal or not, because I do remember a Dáil question being asked a couple of years ago regarding the appearance of HHC, you know. But, you know, whether it's legal or not legal, it's definitely beginning to come in and flood the market. Not only, you know, synthetic cannabinoids, but obviously we had a slight run of synthetic opiates, which caused overdoses in Cork and in Dublin. And we've had the recent synthetic benzodiazepines in Portlaoise prison. And also, you know, the drug gangs are looking at ways of producing drugs cheaper, quicker, easier to move.
So does it matter what we do then, that whether you make it legal or illegal or regulated or whatever, control it, the drug gangs will bring something to the market that people will want because it's not legal?
I think there's a couple of worrying trends here. Obviously, one is the nature of which some of the products are appearing. Because obviously, you know, the vaping and the particular type of vaping that's, you know, that has been associated with the synthetic cannabinoids. I think there was a health warning in the Northern Ireland last year regarding the use of them by school children. So the fact that so many young people are beginning to use vapes, and now if they're being sold vapes that have supposedly THC content but don't, they will use them. And then obviously the introduction of the jellies and the increased availability of jellies, again, targeting very, very young audiences.
So what's to be done? Because, you know, if you talk about cigarettes, if cigarettes were brought to market now for the first time, we would not legalize them because we know the health effects that they have in terms of lung cancer and heart disease and all the rest of it. We simply would not make them legal. That doesn't mean that someone wouldn't be flogging them on the black market, but we would not introduce them into society in a legal framework. So what is
I think the decision would be whether we can control the quality and the quantity and the sale, in particular in relation to age groups, rather than hand it completely over to an illegal market who really don't care about any of those things. So it's exactly the same question. At least if you buy a packet of cigarettes, they will be filtered. There will be a health warning on it. People are made fully aware of the possibility of heart disease and cancer. And then people have to make an informed decision themselves. If they were made completely illegal, obviously the market would be flooded with illegal cigarettes.
Your belief, therefore, is that people have the right to knowingly harm themselves.
Well, I'm not sure, Pat. I'm not really sure about couching it in those terms. What I believe
is cigarettes do harm. Yeah, there are a few people who live to 100 who smoke 20 a day, but they're very few. Most smokers end up with health effects after 10 or 15 years smoking 20 a day. So we know that. But you believe that people have the right to knowingly, and the key word here is knowingly, do themselves harm. If they inadvertently do themselves harm because of a product that's sold to them is dodgy, that's a different thing. But you believe that people have the right to say, yeah, I know it does me harm, but I'll smoke.
Sure. And people are going to make those decisions whether the substance is legal or illegal. Most people are aware in the back of their mind somewhere that using cocaine or using heroin or using cannabis could have an adverse effect on their health long term, even though young people tend not to think long term. But I do believe that the health promotion campaigns around smoking have pushed a lot of people to make very sensible decisions about either quitting or about not starting at all. And we know the numbers have reduced down considerably. But I mean, when we don't have the same health-led approach when it comes to cannabis or cannabis products or these new synthetic cannabinoids, you know, there is really
so what in your view, what should we do?
Well, my view would be that we should regulate the drug market, that the drugs, if people are going to use drugs, we should try and ensure that they use them in the safest possible way. In the same way as we try and regulate the alcohol market. In other words, we don't allow the sale of alcohol to people under the age of 18. And we try to ensure that the alcohol products there are correctly labelled in terms of alcohol content and, you know, the strength of the alcohol in them.
Yeah,
my belief would be that, which makes the use of alcohol at least that bit safer.
Okay, but we have, if you like, a whole infrastructure for manufacture, wholesale and retail distribution of these products, which is readily controlled. I mean, how do you propose that you bring, for example, cocaine to the market or cannabis products to the market? Who's going to grow the stuff? Who's going to purify the stuff? Who's going to test the stuff? How much tax is going to be paid on it? And if you pay tax, very much like people buying fags on the black market now to save money, would they not simply go to the drug baron still for their supply if it was cheaper?
Well, I think there are a couple of things there. First of all, like in the last couple of years, both, you know, Malta, Luxembourg, Germany, Czechia have all allowed the growing of cannabis for personal use. And Netherlands are presently looking at a way of creating a closed circular market for cannabis, because whereas they do allow the consumption of cannabis in certain coffee shops, people still have to purchase from illegal gangs. And then the Dutch are not happy with that. So again, the production of cannabis is not a problem in Ireland. You know, in fact, our climate is probably, you know, reasonably suitable towards it. But I mean, the product would have to be controlled. The point of sale would have to be controlled and the price would have to be controlled, because it's pointless bringing a product to sale at a point where it is still profitable for illegal gangs to import it and sell it.
And what about cocaine? You know, because that seems to be the drug of choice for many young people. And when you see the numbers about the consumption of alcohol going down and people are rejoicing in that, the corollary really is the consumption of cocaine as a so-called recreational drug has gone up.
Yeah. So, well, cannabis is by far still the most popular drug in Ireland, but it is closely followed now by cocaine, which is an increasing usage. And again, you know, if we wanted to create that closed circular market, we could actually purchase raw product legitimately in countries and refine it here ourselves. That's not a huge issue. The issue is controlling the sale of it and selling it at a level that would actually, I suppose, make it unprofitable for criminal gangs to import it. And if the criminal gangs, if their purchasing power and selling power can be reduced, obviously they're less likely to bring in other products, you know. I think that if we do go down the line of regulation, it would have to be accompanied by a really, really strong health promotion program.
Yeah.
That, you know,
where do you stop, though?
Make intelligent decisions.
Where do you stop? I mean, do you stop with methamphetamines? Do you stop with fentanyl? Do you stop with heroin? You know, once you decide that fairly potent drugs can be manufactured or supplied by the state, taxed and sold in some sort of outlets, where do you stop?
I think the vast majority of people who use drugs in Ireland are using them because socially and recreationally. It doesn't mean to say it's not doing them any harm. So I'm fairly clearly saying that drugs are not particularly safe to use, and I wouldn't be recommending the safe use of drugs for anybody. However, you know, if the vast majority of people just want to use something that they know is reasonably safe, and you know, is produced in a way that they're actually purchasing what they say they're purchasing, they can't be guaranteed that at the moment. Even with electric picketing, where there is the drug testing, it is accompanied by a statement from the Gardaí saying we will be actively pursuing anybody caught in possession of drugs. So either we're following a health-led approach or we're not following a health-led approach. And you know, at the moment, that people have no idea what they're purchasing. They've no idea whether it's a natural THC product in it or it's a synthetic product in it. We've had a situation in Tipperary there not so long ago where I think 3 or 4 teenagers were hospitalised following vaping, something they thought was THC, and it wasn't. So for me, things are just going to continue to get worse and worse and worse unless we do something radical about it.
But even, you know, the use of, say, cannabis by some people, maybe a small fraction, leads to psychosis, and that's
sure. Yeah,
you know, what do you do about
and
that?
And the use of alcohol by some people leads to alcoholism, and you know, another long term disease. And I'm sure there are, you know, so unfortunately, none of these products are particularly, you know, they're not healthy products. They're something that people are looking to provide a stimulant to their lives. Mm. They're going to use them. My attitude is they're going to use them anyway. Can we not try and ensure they use them in the safest possible way?
This may sound harsh. This is from Rosaline in Longford. But I don't care about what people smoke or eat regarding gummy candy. What I care about is how our healthcare service is overwhelmed in having to care for these people in the future. And another one, who exactly does he think is going to take responsibility for regulating something that's known to be so dangerous? As well as this, we don't have a stable enough healthcare system to deal with an influx of overdoses and drug-related injuries, let alone the psychiatry issues that come along with them. So if the state regulates, then the state becomes responsible for any harm that accrues. Yeah. You can imagine, I bought cocaine from the local candy store and it was regulated by some state body. They're responsible for my downfall.
Yeah, sure. In the same way, you could say, I talk exactly the same about buying a pack of cigarettes, you know, which are regulated by the state and have to meet certain minimum requirements in terms of trying to reduce harm. People seem to equate the regulation of drugs with a massive increase in the use of drugs. I would say that the majority of people who want to use drugs at the moment are using drugs. And regulation, there's no evidence that would indicate it's going to see a massive increase in the use of drugs by people just because it's regulated. Good health promotion is the only thing that's going to reduce the usage of drugs in Ireland and in any other country.
All right.
Trying to make them illegal just doesn't work.
Eddie Darcy, Youth Workers Against Prohibition, thank you very much for...
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
On News Talk.